RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Antasari expresses gratitude to President Joko Widodo. Indonesia military force to be neutral in upcoming regional elections. Now the news in detail. Former Chief of Corruption Eradication Commission KPK Antasari Ashar met President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Thursday. The meeting was held after Antasari Ashar sent a request to meet President Joko Widodo through the Secretary of State. President Joko Widodo answered the request after he signed a presidential decree granting a clemency for Antasari, who had been convicted of murder. Antasari Ashar said he intended to thank President Joko Widodo for the clemency. First, thanks for clemency which he has granted. To express my gratitude, that's all. My request was answered after the clemency is granted. Previously, on January 16, 2017, President Joko Widodo signed a presidential decree on a petition for Antasari's clemency, which reduces his sentences from 18 years to 12 years. The presidential decree was submitted to the South Jakarta District Court on January 23, 2017. Presidential spokesman Johan Budi said that the presidential decree was issued by President Joko Widodo based on the Supreme Court consideration. The Ministry of Tourism will develop Sabta Pesona Building as one of the tourism destination and festival information center throughout Indonesia. In Sabta Pesona Building located in Central Jakarta, the Indonesian Festival Week will be held. Tourism Minister Archibaya in the Festival Indonesia held in Jakarta on Tuesday, January 26, 2017, said that every week the national festival is held to introduce tourism potential of some regions across Indonesia. On the same occasion, culture expert of Minister of Tourism Taufik Rahsan explained that the Sabta Pesona Building has historical value. The building is a witness of beginning movement in Indonesia. Thus, the Sabta Pesona Building will be an icon of Indonesia. He hopes that in the future there will be cultural speech held annually. Indonesia Military Chief General Gatot Nurmantio has vowed that the military will remain neutral during next month's regional elections. He views that the military will not support any candidates. He said in Jakarta on Tuesday he requests the media to report if a member of military is found to show his support for any of the candidates. The military will swiftly react. He added that the military will only assist the police in safeguarding the election process in their duty to maintain security and peace. General Gatot also said the regional elections are held in many regions. The police are running out of manpower. The military will provide assistance to secure the process, not to choose the winners. He added military intelligence officials will also be deployed to observe the election and submit their findings to the police. Director General of Finance Ministry has signed a renewal of Memorandum of Understanding with Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, in Paris, France. The cooperation is aimed at enhancing tax capacity in relation to avoidance of double taxation, transfer pricing, and the examination of multinational companies and small medium-sized enterprises. In addition, the agreement was made in information exchange, tax crime, tax strategies, and transfer of high-income individuals, taxation of immovable property tax incentives, taxation of small and medium-sized enterprises in the informal sector, and micro-simulation models for taxation. The cooperation will be beneficial for Indonesia's particularly improving the capacity of tax DG officials in handling international taxation issues such as tax evasion by multinational companies through base erosion and profit-shifting strategies. The government is calling on state-owned enterprises to contribute to coordinate efforts to accelerate the development of Mandalika Special Economic Zone in Central Lombok West Nusa Tenggara NTB as one of Indonesia's newly designated tourist magnets. Indonesian state-owned Ministry Secretary Iman Aprianto Putro said on Friday during a corporate social responsibility event in Mandalika NTB that state-owned companies are encouraged to develop synergy in accelerating the development of the area, which is known as a marine tourist attraction, cruise destination, and the world's best halal tourism destination. State-owned enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno, who also attended the event, said such synergy could be realized in the form of infrastructure development and support for local communities. The Manpower and Transmigration Office in Kupang East Nusa Tenggara Province NTT has found 30 Chinese workers with no legal work permit documents in Bolok Steam Power Plant in Kupang District. They were discovered when the local manpower and police officers visited the steam power plant site. Head of the Kupang Manpower and Transmigration Office, Chris Koro, informed the press in Olah Masih, 38 km east of Kupang City on Tuesday, when the official visited the site of the Bolok steam power plant operated by PT Santosa Makmur Sejahtera Energy. There were 34 foreign workers. Four of them were officially registered, but 30 others were not registered with the local manpower office. The last item, bright racing talent Presley Martono has praised his fans for their support following his success in snatching the championship title at the Formula 4 Southeast Asian competition held at the Serpong Circuit, Malaysia more recently. He said at a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday that he plans to upgrade the Formula 3 competition this year on European soil if possible. He further explained that racing in Europe would give him extra benefit as it would put him on the talent scouts' radars. Benotis added could open many doors for him there. Prominent racing teams commonly use talent scouts to find potential racers. Before Sepang, Presley also grabbed good position while racing in the F1 Southeast Asian competition last year, which was held at the Chant International Circuit in Buriram, Thailand. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, a commentary today entitled The Construction of the U.S.-Mexico Border Wall and Anticipation of Changes in Foreign Policy of the United States. In addition to withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, U.S. President Donald Trump implements one of his campaign promises, namely to build the U.S.-Mexico Border Wall. When signing the executive order on the border wall 2 days ago, President Trump said that the wall is built to cope with the critical situation in the southern border of the United States due to the influx of illegal immigrants from Latin America and the threat of drug smuggling. The decision is also a phone-up campaign promises of Donald Trump, hugely supported by his voters. President Donald Trump, who has been on duty of his presidency for a few days, said that the construction of the border wall will increase security for both countries. However, Mexican government has a different opinion. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto strongly criticized the decision by President Donald Trump. He also confirmed that his side would never fail for the construction as requested by the U.S. president. The construction plan of the border wall may trigger tensions between the two neighbors. Mexican opposition called on President Nieto to cancel his visit to Washington at the end of this month. Mexican opposition leader Andreas Manuel Lopez stated that the construction of the border wall is an insult to Mexico. Even he calls for a lawsuit against the United States through United Nations UN. The world is waiting to see what will happen next in the relationship of the two countries.
To be sure, President Donald Trump has demonstrated his commitment to realize the promise during the campaign. Another action that may be taken is the decision to withdraw from NATO alliance. President Trump's next steps in regard to his foreign relations will certainly have an impact on policy change in the global politics. Any country, including Indonesia, should be prepared to anticipate the impact of the policy change and global political strategy of President Donald Trump. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment featuring important events happening on this date in the past. We start from January 27, 2008, when President Suharto died. Suharto was the second president of Indonesia, having held the office for 31 years from 1967 following Sukarno's removal until his resignation in 1998. Suharto was born on 8 June 1921 in a small village Kemusuk in the Godean area near Yogyakarta during the Dutch colonial era. He grew up in humble circumstances. His Javanese Muslim parents divorced not long after his birth, and he was passed between foster parents for much of his childhood. During the Japanese occupation of Indonesia, Suharto served in Japanese organized Indonesian security forces. Indonesia's independence struggle saw him joining the newly formed Indonesian army. Suharto rose to the rank of Major General following Indonesian independence. An attempt coup on 30 September 1965 was countered by Suharto-led troops and was blamed on the Indonesian Communist Party. The army subsequently led an anti-communist purge, and Suharto wrested power from Indonesia's founding president Sukarno. He was appointed acting president in 1967 and president the following year. Support for Suharto's presidency was strong throughout the 1970s and 1980s, but eroded following a severe financial crisis that led to widespread unrest and his resignation in May 1998. Suharto died on January 27, 2008. Now let's take a look at an event happening on January 27, 2008 when Muhammad Yusuf Ronodipuro died. Yusuf Ronodipuro is one of founders of Radio Republik Indonesia RRI. He was born in Salatiga, Central Java, 30 September 1919. Yusuf Ronodipuro was the first Indonesian who spread Indonesia's proclamation on August 17, 1945. Yusuf Ronodipuro was the first Indonesian who spread Indonesia's proclamation on August 17, 1945. Yusuf Ronodipuro was the first who yelled the slogan of Radio Republik Indonesia RRI, which is still used by RRI broadcaster, Sekali di udara, tetap di udara, or Once on the air, still on the air. We end today in history with an event in 1981 when KMP Tampomas II ship sank in Java Sea. Kempi Tampomas II was a passenger ship owned by Pelayaran Nasional Indonesia, PELNI. It was caught fire and sank around Masalembo Island in the Java Sea. The ship, led by Captain Rifai, was on their way from Jakarta to Sulawesi. It sank on January 27, 1981, killing its 431 passengers. And listener, that was Today in History of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back with me, Dee, in our today's focus entitled President Joko Widodo Encourages Improvements in Indonesian Police Performances. So stay tuned. Listener, Indonesian police will face many complex challenges in the future. The security situation in the country today is not merely colored by conventional crime, but also the challenge of other crimes, including transnational crime, terrorism, money laundering, smuggling, human trafficking, civil crime, drugs, and others. It was stated by President Joko Widodo when briefing in a police leadership meeting at Police Science University, or PTIKA, in Jakarta on Wednesday, January 25, 2017. In response to Indonesian police vision to be trustworthy through professionalism and modernization, as stated by the police chief in his report in the meeting, President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, asserted that it had to be achieved by the police in order to build a public trust. This public confidence would automatically be achieved if the police has a better performance. The police must guarantee the situation in the country. The president said the crime that must be dealt with the police is not only conventional crime but also transnational crime, terrorism, human trafficking, drugs-related crime to corruption. Earlier, Chief of the Indonesian National Police General Tito Karnavian said in the report, the leadership meeting attended by 399 participants was held for 3 days. Following up the directions of President Joko Widodo when the president inaugurated him as the National Police Chief to make the police more professional, gain public trust, and has a better and human public service, Tito explained in July 2016, the Indonesian police set a vision, namely to be a reliable police through professionalism and modernization. According to Tito, this time the police is focusing on 3 points. First, improving the performance, especially in the public services that are accessible to the public. Second, professionalism in law enforcement, especially in the field of education. The third is the maintenance of security, better public order, especially in handling cases of mass unrest, intolerance, terrorism, radicalism, and others. Attending the opening of the National Police meeting are, among others, Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto, Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Minister for Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin, Minister of Education and Culture Muhajir Effendi, Minister of Social Affairs Khofifah Indar Parawansa, Health Minister Nila F. Muluk, and Chairman of Attending of the opening of the National Police meeting are, among others, Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto, Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Minister for Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin, Minister of Education and Culture Muhajir Effendi, Minister of Social Affairs Khofifah Indar Parawansa, Health Minister Nila F. Muluk, and Chairman of Corruption Eradication Commission KPK Agus Raharjo. Listener, that was Focus for today. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Former Chief of Corruption Eradication Commission KPK Antasari Ashar met President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. The meeting was held after Antasari Ashar sent a request to meet President Joko Widodo through a Secretary of State. President Joko Widodo answered the request after he signed a presidential decree granting a clemency for Antasari who had been convicted of murder. The Minister of Tourism will develop Sabta Pesona Building as one of the tourism destination and festival information center throughout Indonesia. In Sabta Pesona Building located in central Jakarta, the Indonesian Festival Week will be held. Indonesian Military Chief General Gatot Nurmantio has vowed that the military will remain neutral during next month's regional election. He views that the military will not support any candidates. Director General of Finance Minister has signed a renewal of Memorandum of Understanding with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, in Paris, France. The government is calling on state-owned enterprises to contribute to coordinate efforts to accelerate the development of Mandalika Special Economic Zone in Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, NTB, as one of Indonesia's newly designated tourist magnets. The Manpower and Transmigration Office in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara Province, NTT, has found 30 Chinese workers with no legal work permit documents in the Bolok Steam Power Plant in Kupang District. Bright Racing Talent Presley Martono has praised his fans for their support following his success in snatching the championship title at the Formula 4 Southeast Asian Championship held at the Sepang Circuit Malaysia more recently. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Kaliwonan tradition, so stay tuned. Listener, Pangandaran is one of regencies which become a leading tourism destination in West Java province. No wonder indeed, many tourists visit there. The regency has at least 8 exotic beaches. The famous one which mostly visited is Pangandaran Beach. There are natural baths, natural reserves, as well as natural caves. There is also a tradition, art and culture of the people, which still continue to be preserved. This is certainly adds to the appeal of Pangandaran Beach. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I will introduce you to a unique tradition of the local people of Pangandaran, which is still preserved until nowadays, namely the Kaliwonan tradition. Kaliwonan tradition is bathing tradition of toddlers, which was inherited by the people hereditarily in the Pangandaran. The tradition never shifted, both the procedure or practice, despite the change of times. This traditional ceremony is usually done every Friday. Why on Friday? because, in view of Islamic teaching, Friday is a special day. While in view of culture, Friday is the day where angels and the spirits of the ancestors will give blessing to their children and grandchildren, especially for those who carry out the ancestors' tradition. Listener, Kaliwonan toddler tradition is believed as one of the traditions to acquire blessing for children for their life safety, physical health, and have a positive aura appeal. Kaliwonan bathing tradition by using flower water that has been recited prayers while massaging the baby in a certain part of body by reciting incantations. The water is prepared with some provisions including ancient coins made of metal balm with a picture of Queen Wilhelmina and sacred natural stone. In addition, it is also prepared a variety of foods and water in a bottle, then taken back to their respective homes. Listener, in addition to obtain blessing, the Kaliwonan toddler's tradition is usually used as a means of gathering of residents and sharing experiences between mothers for care of their children so that the tradition is socially beneficial. In addition, the local people also believed the child who become an object in Kaliwonan tradition has a good behavior. Listener, that was the Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Kaliwonan Tradition. We will see you again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa and goodbye.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. Listener, recently Bekasi in West Java province has been bullied by netizens. The bully also becomes a trending topic in several social media. The good thing is that bullied becomes an inspiration for two middle school students to develop a digital application to know Bekasi better. And today's miscellany will inform you about a digital application called Bekasi Guide. Technology development has grown rapidly and undeniably. Almost all countries in the world, including Indonesia, in the city or village, have used gadget to search information, location, or tourism destination. Gadget can also be used to introduce culture, culinary, and public service. Bekasi Guide is one of the example of an Android application. It gives information that people need to know about Bekasi. This application is made by two vocational school students of Telesandi Telecommunication in Tambun, Bekasi.
Lutfir Arkam, and Arif Wardana. The students joined Syntax Dalasandi team. Lutfir and Arif made this application to participate in Innovation and Entrepreneurship Festival 2016 that was held by the Indonesian Education Ministry of Software Creation Sector. Apparently, Bekasi Guide has managed to be one of national top 10 software creation projects. Unfortunately, the application cannot reach the top 3. Until now, the students are still developing Bekasi Guide. This application has been started being developed since August 2016. Bekasi Guide application informs so many things about Bekasi. In addition, this application can also search location. The contents available in this application are name and location of schools in Bekasi, traditional food, tourism sites in Bekasi, culture and also public facilities such as mall, supermarket, public transportation route, worship places, cafe, restaurants and hospitals. Besides many variety contents, the designs of the application is eye-catchy. The glimpse of stars in the sky colors the front page of the application. The kinds of design was inspired from netizens who bullied Bekasi that is like a planet. The Bekasi Guide application gives high-quality pictures, fresh colors, and light performance of application. Meanwhile, the logo of the application is chairs with different kinds of colors. Lutfir said, the logo describes a happy place. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany that informs you about a new application called Bekasi Guide. Thank you for listening and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Dee, in our regular segment, Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Today's edition presents you Muhsin Alatas, Indonesia's senior male dangdut singer. Having known as a respectable pop singer in the era of 70s, Muhsin Alatas then challenged himself in changing his path from singing pop songs to dangdut songs. Muhsin did not need too much time for a transition in changing his music genre. He conquered dangdut genre and gained his popularity in Indonesia's dangdut scene in no time. Muhsin Alatas had proved that he was a multi-talented artist as dangdut known to be one of the most difficult music. There is a special twist in Dangdut that not everyone can do, but Muksin Alatas has successfully shown that he could also sing Dangdut songs as well as pop songs. To begin our program, here is a song entitled Pasrah, written by Leo Waldi and sang by Muksin Alatas. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Listener, you have just listened to a song entitled Pasrah by Muhsin Alatas. In the 60s, Muhsin Alatas, known widely with the song, sang together with his ever-famous duet partner, Titi Sandora. The sweet songs from the married couple were loved by the Indonesian music lovers. The word good is an underrated to describe Muhsin Alatas' existence in Indonesia's dangdut industry. The singer, who also casted in some Indonesian films, gained respect and love by the music lovers with his ability in making a simple, easy-listening song into something remarkable. Unlike when he was still doing his career in pop genre, Muhsin Alatas was more into solo in dangdut genre. Listener, here's another song by Muhsin Alatas entitled Perpisahan. Happy listening.
Kan saja, jangan harap lagi. Bila ku pergi, jangan kau tangisi. Aku mengerti perasaanmu yang selalu tersiksa. Relakan saja, jangan harap lagi. Bila ku pergi, jangan kau tangisi. Jangan harap lagi. Bila ku pergi, jangan kau tangisi. Hanya pintaku satu doamu. Inilah saat kepergianku. Relakan saja, jangan harap lagi. Bila ku pergi, jangan kau tangisi. Hari ini
Listener, thank you very much for being with us in today's Music Corner. The song you have just listened by Musi Nalatas tells about separation. Every encounter normally ends with a separation. It's inevitable in life, but there's always memory to be remembered. Listener, to wrap up today's Music Corner, let's listen to a song by Musi Nalatas entitled Sudah Tahu Aku Miskin. Enjoy the song and sampai jumpa lagi.
Sepatu sudah tahu aku orang miskin, kenapa engkau mengintaiku, mengapa baru sekarang engkau menghina diriku, aku tak ubah sampah yang tiada berguna, sudah
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Dada, mana nasibku?
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Maafkan, oh sayang, ku pinta padamu, relakan, ikhlaskan. Saat-saat perpisahan ini, tak mungkin ku lupakan, oh, dirimu wahai kasih bagiku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.